the Herald Sun today that a man freed from the wreck of his burning ute says he owes his life to two women who stopped to save him. One of those women is Belinda Glash. Belinda, good morning, dear.
Good morning, Ross. How are you?
Good. You didn't actually see his ute leave the road, did you?
No. We're not sure how far ahead he was, but for me it was just the guardrails were down. I've seen headlights pointing up sort of, you know, into the sky as opposed to, you know, on the road itself.
Right. So you see missing guardrail, you see headlights pointing to the sky, and what you decide to do is to stop and have a look. And what did you find?
I found unresponsive James in the front seat, you know, at the time. Then, you know, within maybe 30 seconds, the rear of the car burst into flames.
Okay. And he was still in the car, and the car appeared to be intact.
Yes.
So what did you do?
So, obviously, at the time, I was on the phone to Triple O. Another guy who I do believe's name is Dylan, he had seen me running up the freeway. So he pulled over as well, and at that point in time, we knew once the flames broke out that his life obviously, you know, goes over having spinal injuries and all the rest of it. We need to get him out before the car blows.
Okay, and the reason the car had driven off the road is that James, the driver of the car, had an epileptic fit, which he'd never had behind the wheel before. Were you not concerned that you would burn to death yourself?
No, that was only sort of come to, you know, light days later when someone said, did you not realise that you could have left your three kids without a mum if that car had blown? But that wasn't, you know, for me, it was James, you know, James was the main concern at the time.
I just find this story extraordinary. So there's yourself and Ashley Inglis.
Yep.
And was she with you or was she in another car?
No, she had seen that I pulled over as well, so she thought she would be able to sort of render some sort of assistance being a nurse, so she pulled over to see what she could do to help as well. So,
unbelievable. So you were able to drag him out of the car onto the ground and away from the car?
Away from the car, yeah. So we had to smash the windscreen. You know, for us, I guess, you know, the positive was that the airbag hadn't gone off because of the angle of the car. And so we smashed, the two boys smashed through the windscreen. We got James out and took him. And I guess at that point in time, that's, you know, we did get him far enough away in case the car was to blow up. Oh. But that was, you know.
And was he unconscious the whole time?
He came to. Obviously, he was still having a fit whilst in the car. He, you know, like his foot was actually revving the engine.
Okay.
But he was very dazed. I mean, I don't know what you know of epileptic fits, but obviously they're not sort of really conscious as such, and then they are quite, you know, dazed after they have it. And, you know, he was actually trying to resist us getting him out of the car, not knowing what was going on. So
I think you got yourself an appointment at Government House, Belinda. I find that extraordinary. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, Ross.
Belinda Glash. There we are, pulling a young man having an epileptic fit by breaking the windscreen of the car and dragging him out to safety
while the car's on fire.
Right. Extraordinary.